Noche manos for the second meeting, what Honorable Gwaf said on the switching off of the live television. But mine is on the basis of the security clearance. I do not believe it would be proper to discuss security matters or confidential issues of candidates before even if they arrive. Normally, it's us who impose questions for clarity to them, then they can go on their outline. But if we go live and discuss what SSA has discovered on them, might not be proper to face. So that's the basis why I'm supporting that the live television be cut off for now. Thanks, Chief.
As far as I'm concerned, all the meetings, ad hoc meetings and the committee meetings are public meetings which people can attend to observe and everything else. We have dealt with that before. I mean, it's not the first time that a committee or an agency is being appointed. And it has happened before and there's always been an open process. If any change to the appointment or to the agenda that we're dealing with now, which we should consider, is that prior to us discussing anything, let's discuss this letter which is on the agenda but is a live item. The letter from the DMF that is questioning the legitimacy of the process. Let's entertain that and assess if some of these issues are not legitimate issues which we must consider and possibly even nullify the positions and the processes that we're going to be following post entertaining this letter. Because I think that the issues that are being raised here by the Black Management Forum are genuine issues, which if we ignore, we might be just calling for the nullification of this process. I think over the third time now, the process is being nullified because of irrationality in terms of some of the criteria that you have developed in the shortlisting of people. I think that we have to discuss this and take a posture. If you think that the BMF's objection is wrong, we can take that position, but let's entertain that so that we can agree that we're proceeding whether the BMF objects or not, because they have every right to take the committee or parliament to court to object to the process. That's why, in terms of how we just can handle it. We also agree that the process thus far has not been properly handled. There have been lots of inconsistencies, there have been lots of wrong things that have been committed, there have been lots of original decisions that have been taken in the process of shortlisting and the process that you want to engage on tomorrow.
I'm requesting again that honourable members, can we be this concise, not to make any speech. I just for the record, there are two questions on the table. Because of there was a mover and the second on the first motion of Senko agreed that and was supported. Now there's a counter motion from Olamashi. So we now want to check who's supporting the counter motion. And the counter motion of Olamashi Bambo, if I understand you say that, you're saying that we can deal with, we can be on committee session for the two items, which is security clearance and interviews, but the one of the BMF should be live.
Number two.
Okay. So the counter motion that said that should be live.
Yes.
That is good. So I just want to say that again, we want to sort of get two, whether there's a support on the motion, be able to proceed accordingly. Although we can see your hand was up, if you're on, so that you can be able to sort of be able to deal with this two.
Chairperson, I was just a clarity, and I think that's similar to what Mbosi Bambo was saying. Do we have the basis to cut off the last meeting to basically close this meeting to the public? And if we can, if you are satisfied and if we can be satisfied with that, then I think that should only apply to whether or not they're discussing questions. We've seen it with other processes, that when a person puts them forward for a position such as these, they are open to public scrutiny, and therefore they make themselves open to public scrutiny. I might be wrong on this matter, but we've seen this in other processes.
Before, because I want to see who are speaking in majority, who are which motion is supported in majority, but it's maybe before that. I can ask the secretary and the content advisor if you are able to assist on that. If you are not, then I can give it over to the committee to engage on that, so that they can be able to make a ruling who which motion is in majority and will be able to move on. But I will go again.
Chairperson, I would like to support the proposal. It's going to be very
look at donate questions
that are going to be asked tomorrow to candidates. Because perhaps those candidates are watching this particular process and we're discussing which questions are we going to ask tomorrow. I agree that that should be off. And also, let's also understand that parliament committees are having a right to have closed meetings, particularly on sensitive issues that we're talking about, especially the one of questions. However, the issue of security clearance is going to appear even tomorrow when we're going to raise it to them. So we can discuss that matter, even if it's live, because we are going to ask them tomorrow. So that is what is public scrutiny we're talking about. But we cannot donate questions to candidates outside. So that one should be a closed session of the committee.
Honourable members. Now I'm going to, we are changing the motion. Because the reason why I asked this is that there are two motions. I wanted to check which motion gets more of the support. The most motion is saying they cut off the live recording. then the other motion says there's no need to cut off the motion, to cut off the live recording, the live screen. So now we are saying that we want to amend the first motion, saying that we support the cutting off the live screening, but we amended that thing. The two items can be screened, one item not be live screened. So I'll be able to move on. I don't want to spend 2 hours on this motion. I want to check who, how many of you supporting the amended motion so that we can move on and be able to move forward. How many who are supporting the amended motion of saying that appoint the amended motion?
That's a point of order.
When I made this proposal, I confined myself to item 6 because we have that. That's why I confined myself. So the amendment came from honorable Maud, who added the issue of security. Because I was inspector, not the state chair, not only the president, just been set on the final ad hoc committee in dealing with the issue of questions. And then Edmund chair that to arm people to in fact some people that in booze. We can't do that in booze to come to the mental and I said not within the rules of parliament. But I don't think we do justice to the interrogation process if you come here tomorrow. Because in any case, that person is going to be exposed tomorrow. But I think it would be premature of us to do that now.
I had a point of order that just today I thought this one. But I'm worried, because it's you amended the motion of
Commissioner. Yeah, I think, Chair. I want to clarify that, my point. I get what Honourable Kong is saying, that even tomorrow we'll be able to impose those questions to them. That is what I said, that would be a proper platform. This document from the state's intelligence is marked confidential. And I want to believe that it's confidential up until they come. But we cannot now, while they are still at home watching, we start revealing what they should be telling the committee. I think the proper platform is when they are here and we start revealing that information. I think Chair will be somehow deterring them if we start exposing what the state intelligence is giving us. I agree with that tomorrow it will be imposed. Yes, it will be here in front of us. But for now to start discussing such information in public, and we know what is going on in social media in this country. I mean, it might be discouraging these people. That's my point.
I just want to check whether the other committee members are persuaded on the amended motion saying that we should cut live screening. Because I think, without saying that, what Honorable Mohammed is raising is, I think, it's more from. So, I remember that the question was posed to the candidate themselves to verify that we have the opportunity. Now, imagine that the candidates might not be seeing, watching some of them. Then they already hear that the security clearance. They are not here at the moment to defend themselves or to clarify the security clearance. So I'm just saying that maybe as a committee, just apply your mind around what all the models with that regard, saying that really we must give them, as much as we give them transparency, but the benefit of the doubt, the person that is given the opportunity to be able before the other people get that opportunity. So that's one to see all of them going.
Thank you, Chairperson. No, I would like to withdraw my proposal. I'm in favor of the argument advanced by Honorable Mayor.
Question?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Oh, of There's a question that was asked, and I was just going through it, seeing that the legal person has just left. The question that was raised was whether are we empowered as a committee to exclude members of the public, the media, including making sure that we are not live on TV. So that is provided for Chair, just to confirm, on the joint rules of Parliament on the 6th edition, rule number 47. It does empower the committee. If I may just read it, it says meetings of joint committees and subcommittees are open to the public, including the media, and the member or members presiding may not exclude the public, including the media, from the meeting except when A, legislation, the joint rules or resolutions adopted in both houses provide for the committee or subcommittee to meet in a closed session, or B, the committee or subcommittee is considering a matter which is one of a private nature that is prejudicial to a particular person, protected under parliamentary privilege or for any other reason, privilege in terms of the law, confidential in terms of legislation, of such a nature that its confidential treatment is for any other reason, reasonable and justifiable in an open and democratic society. So those are the conditions under which we can have closed meetings. And I think the point has already been made that we're conducting the interviews tomorrow. We're going to discuss the question. We don't want the questions to be known by those who are coming, because they will prepare overnight and so forth. So that is well motivated. The second issue is the security clearance report from state security agents. It does say that we can have a close. Going to committee if the committee is considering a matter which is of a private nature and may be prejudicial to a member, which is the point that has been raised by everyone. Remember, tomorrow when we raise the question, we'll be posing it to them. They will have an opportunity, those who are in the report, to confirm or to even contest what is contained in there. But if we discuss it in their presence, they may not have, in their absence, they may not have an opportunity to say, yeah, it's true or it's not true. So I think it does make sense that we can. So I don't know who are we going to ask that they must switch off the camera. maybe staff members can just.
I'm loading data. Look, I can.
Staff members can investigate that in the meantime.
There's an issue which is in the agenda, which is objecting to the process which you want to outline now. What is the basic logic that before you outline the process, why don't you discuss the objection and then take a post on it to say that we note that there's an objection and what is its content, and then you then take a posture that we do not recognize it and proceed. What if when we go to that item, we persuade each other that we must postpone the process on the basis of this letter. It would have just been a waste of time. So I strongly propose that we discuss the letter which is addressed to all of us, the co-chairpersons and the ad hoc committee on the appointment of board members of the National Legislature. So it's a necessary letter to entertain prior to outlining a process and dealing with security clearance and all those things. There are general issues which are being raised here, which are based on rationality of the process that they have been doing this time.
Honourable Subhambu, we are only speaking on the issue of the letter. So with the issue of the two items, there's consensus that the switch off the camera, all the questions, all the outlining of the questions and also security. So there is consensus with the
I honestly don't know since when do committees discuss questions, because we discuss a broad framework that says that we're going to test people on the basis of their understanding. There's no selection process that says that you must first put your questions here and everything else. Members of parliament who participate in the process, they decide on their own questions, on their own caucuses, and decide what to ask. I don't know which formula is that, because if you're saying questions are going to be discussed here, six members of the 40 who are nominated here are members of the ANC National Executive Committee. What guarantees that a caucus of the ANC which has resolved to shortlist those people is not going to give those people the questions? It's even worse. It's even much more prejudicial than what you're saying you're avoiding now. I don't know of a process that suggests that questions must be discussed with all the political parties before the people who are being interviewed are brought into the interview panel. I don't know where that comes from. It's a different imagination which... And of course, there are those who will support it because they've been given an allowance to throw in names to the basket as well. But I don't know where does that come from that we should first discuss questions prior to the people coming there. The questions are going to be asked there, and none of us here must not even know which questions are going to be asked to whoever is coming there.
Before, I'm pleading with you. Sometimes you say one thing over and over, and I don't want to catch when you're speaking because you might mistake. Just try to listen to yourself so that to avoid repeating yourself, because we're saying something, but we say saying 2 minutes, one thing. I'm just making an appeal to you that I don't want to catch you when you're speaking. So this is what I'm being trying to request all members to be concise in what they are listening. Because when you're concise, you are more productive, you're able to get more clarity. And then Mbongi,
now, Chairperson, I would like to put on the record of this meeting that Honorable Subhambu is misleading the nation, and he must be contested. You must never mislead South Africans. This shortlist was done last year in December, all parties present, except EFF, with an invitation that they received. This is not a caucus position of the African National Congress. It is the committee that agreed in this shortlist. So, Honorable Floyd Subhambu must not mislead South Africans, because all of us were in this meeting last year and we took the decision for this shortlist.
Honorable, question?
Okay, seeing that Honorable Subhambu has already started to discuss the question, can we ask him to hold on to that discussion so that we can switch off? Because he's already advancing argument whether we must have questions or whether we must have this or that. So it's a discussion that we said we must have in committee. So can Let me just finish. You raise your point. So let's suspend the discussion. The second issue, which is the BMF letter. My understanding is that the committee has approved the agenda. Now my understanding is that the committee, when we started, you put the agenda to the House, the committee approved the agenda. In terms of the agenda, that item is number 8. It's immediately after the outline.
Yes.
So we will come to that afterwards. Yeah, it's immediately after the outline. So when we finish with the outline, we open the committee, and then the recording can be live. We'll discuss the issue because it has been agreed that it was discussed.
Other members, we have agreed that we are going to, as a committee, object the live screen issues only.
Yes.
So as a committee, we have agreed upon the agenda. That's what we understand. Because we are finishing the other question. So majority of members have agreed that the live screen
check the content of the letter of BMF. And there's a paragraph that is saying that is what I said before we can conclude on this matter.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to get clarity because if you check the check the content of the letter itself, there are paragraphs that really have a bearing on the proceedings of tomorrow. For an example, Chairperson, if you go to a certain paragraph which is quoted, I won't elaborate. Yes. We are gravely concerned about the competency, experience, let alone the academic background. I'm saying the only tool that would enhance us as a committee to be able to see one's competency check, it would be on the basis of the interview. And I'm saying immediately we say let's engage also in this matter, like what is that we might be tempted to deal with the individual candidate. So I'm not sure how this can manage it, because even if you go to the second paragraph, it's saying we contend that the shortlisted candidate cannot be best for the elected deputy person. Which means this committee will have to clarify how did you arrive to individual candidates. So I'm just saying, Chairperson, perhaps the first one which talks about the competence and experience, only tomorrow's outcome can make a determination. And for obvious reasons, if we engage also on this letter, now it will also have a bearing.
Unfortunately, you have noted me very late because to me it's unfair. I must say that it's unfair. While Honorable Shivambo was talking about these issues of the questions, it's an insult to, as a member of the ANC, when he say, we're going to take the questions. He means he's telling the nation that ANC members are not loyal, we are not honest. How can we take questions to the candidate? Because really, you're supposed to note me, unfortunately, you noted other people after he had spoken. If he says, we're going to take the question to the candidates of the NEC member, of which means he's telling the nation that those people, they are not even prepared for the interviews because we're going to give them questions. He's supposed to withdraw because it's an insult already.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I just want to leave this humble thought, Chair, that we are not quiet because we cannot insult diplomatically. It's just that we want to assist the process to move forward. I will urge collectively so that when you contribute, make sure that you can also take punches. That's one that I want to do. But also, I totally distance myself and throw that argument that seeks to suggest that an AC member is illegal.
I noted in hand of Honourable Mwadi and Christine and Daniel.
Yeah, Colonel Chair. No, I will talk just on the letter. I will not engage myself on the Cold War that is ensuing in this table. Chair, I do not think we should spend much time discussing this letter from the Black Management Forum, because the letter contains a request. Now, we've got the right to accept the request or not. They are requesting the fees.
We requested not to, this one earlier on, we're not engaging the letter.
Oh.
The matter on the discussion now is saying that to go live or not to go live on the letter at this moment. So the other members are saying this letter is also the in line with the others. And remember yourself, you said all three items. I know we support all three items must be in committee. You said. So, but there were other questions that you say, no, I disagree. There was dissenting views, I disagree. The other issue, but not this one. So, we are just finalizing this, but I would like to include it with the other two items that you've already agreed upon that is from the committee.
Yeah. No, I will torture.
Okay. Honourable Kasim?
Chairperson, 2 points. The first is, I don't see any reason in an open and democratic country, those are the conditions that we presented, for discussion of a letter that has been to the committee by the DMF should be done after this meeting. I don't see any reason for that. I haven't heard any argument advancing how that could be consistent with the conditions that are included. Secondly, I also would like to urge that the point raised by Honourable Mohape is not entertained, because we started this meeting, we adopted an agenda, we amended that agenda, which included engaging with this letter. We've adopted that agenda. So if I can just urge that we all remain consistent on what we have agreed on. Thank you.
No, you didn't listen to the last part Honourable Mohape says is on the item number 6. Not saying that it is not to be discussed. So it is going to be discussed. It's just the item number 6. It's just the last part saying it's the last item from second from the last. It is going to be discussed. Ms. Dangwa?
No, thank you, Chair. I'm not disturbed by the childlike situation. What I'm saying, Chair. I'm saying, Chairperson, is that I understand why I raised this matter even before we went to move in. Was that when we left last year, it was agreed by the committee that the purpose of this meeting would be to prepare for tomorrow. So if you do not have these discussions about approach, about framework, before the interview, you would have taken time. I most certainly do not have any imagination, quote unquote, about questions. I and very much in line with the agreement of the committee that even the process last time, the advent was unpacked and we detailed the relevant things that the framework. Here are the key areas to focus on. People can ask anything on the basis of the interviews, but they have to be a guiding document. That's what I'm saying, that must not. If people are at liberty to ask anything, in fact, would encourage the people to do that. So I'm approaching this very objective, very soberly, about what needs to happen. And I maintain that it is in the interest of the process that you do that.
Thank you very much. I'm Anna Shibabu. So we need to close this back on this matter.
Sure. I'm not convinced at all that the first thing we need to discuss the PMF's legitimate objection to the process prior to us engaging in the process itself. Because engaging in the process as it is continuing, you're automatically dismissing an item that is still coming on the agenda. I think the legitimate request that let's shift that and then entertain the issues that are being raised here about the suitability of the whole process, about the legality of the whole process. And the intention of this letter, if you check the second request, is to ultimately be followed by a legal process, because it's the first
process. Can you reframe yourself to address the letter, please? Good. I'm appealing to reframe to address the letter. Because I keep on making the difference. Actually, in a way, we are engaging the letter even though before we started the time we want the end.
That's but there's something which we have to deal with immediately. It's this thing that they were wrongly accusing members of the ANC. It's a fact that seminary trained kids from the ANC were nominated and shortlisted here.
What?
All right.
Now I'm going to stop you there. Because the fact that semi illiterate.
Yes.
So you are saying to. He's initiating that all the members were those who are should
I'm talking about the people who are
so it can't be that it's a fair to all of Shibama. Can you withdraw that? Can you please withdraw that?
Can I tell you? Chairperson, I'm saying that there is a group of semi-literate children from the ANC who have been shortlisted for the NYBA against chartered accountants. That is a matter of fact. And why should we withdraw that? Those people are not protected by this parliament. We must expose them for who they are. They take short political shortcuts to want to govern the NYBA without proper qualifications.
Do you think those people are children?
Yes.
According to the Constitution of South Africa, there's an age restriction. Who are being categorized? Who are children? Who are youth? Who are adults? So you're saying that these people, what I'm saying that, you're saying that these people are so dumb, so you regard them as children. That's the reason why you classify them as children, even though the age group, because the ID numbers are there. I don't want to ask you to
mention
it. But what I'm going to say, we have agreed upon the process outlined there. I'm going to cut any debate now. I wanted to just respond to that thing is wrong that you are saying, you are insulting the intelligence of other people who are the candidates who have been shortlisted. Can you proceed to the point, the report? I'm going to give this time the opportunity to one of the content advisors to give us the report on the security clearance. I'm not going to tell him anything important. Content advisor, can you give me the report?